So those are your Bud Light highlights of the game. The Bears are who we thought they were. Welcome to Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook, the day after the Eagles dismantling the Chicago Bears. B. West really toying with them,
yeah.
I think, as everybody expected.
I think the Eagles had their way. They came in, they had a game plan, they know what they wanted to do, and they did exactly that. Not much of an opposition from the Bears, but that's what you expect when you have a very good football team playing against a team that had lost three in a row, a team that had only won three games all season long. You should beat up on those types of teams, and that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, we've seen Eagles teams in the past play down to the level of the competition, which I guess is not that hard to do in the NFL, right? You kind of get lulled into a false sense of security.
It's very common. And when you're playing against a team that only has three wins, you're saying, we don't have to go that hard. And that's when you allow them to stick around for a little bit. And next thing you know, you're in a dogfight at the end of the game. This Eagles team seems to come to play every single week. It starts at the top, obviously, and kind of trickles its way down through the locker room. But this team comes to play whether the other team has 10 wins or whether the other team has two wins.
All righty. So that was a nice capper to the Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you had a great one. I'm sure you did. The world of B. West is a great one, right?
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Could you run 40 yards out there? Could you beat me in a 40-yard race?
I could not beat you, but I could
really?
Run. I could finish the 40, but I could not beat you.
It's like the athletic highlight of my life. All right, let's take a look at the offense from Sunday's game presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged and the Eagles doing it in the run game and in the pass game. Brian, the theme of this season offensively has been balance, and once again on Sunday, the Eagles did what they wanted to do.
They were very balanced. Doug has done a great job of keeping defenses guessing. If you watch the game, you just see guys on the defensive side of the ball, defensive linemen, not knowing where to go. They're guessing. They're frozen in space because they're seeing guys flash in front of their face. They're seeing guys go outside of them. And now you're seeing the creases for the running backs continue to open up. Doug Peterson, as a play caller, has kept defenses off balance all season long, and that just bodes well for this team. And then, you know, again, at the end of the day, you have to have tools that you can pull from your tool bag at the end of the season towards, you're talking about the playoff time. They have the passing game. They have the running game. They have the screen game going as well.
Yeah.
This offense is doing a great job.
What are you seeing from the use of the running backs? LeGarrette Blount was the main workhorse on Sunday. Jay Ajayi, only 5 carries. Corey Clement getting some good quality touches in there as well. Is it working? Can it sustain? Is everybody going to be happy here?
Well, you know, I think it can work, and I think it can be sustained, but I want my guys to be a little hungry. I want my guys in that running back room to want the ball more often, and I'm sure you'll hear a little bit of that as the season goes on. But if you guys keep playing well, we'll get you some time. And if the run game keeps working, Doug has been committed to it, and that's a good thing to see an offensive coach, especially from the Andy Reid tree, be committed to the run game. And these guys are doing a much better job. We're seeing LeGarrette Blount run much harder. He's finishing these runs. We didn't see that a couple weeks ago. We've seen Jay Ajayi being able to bounce outside, be explosive, and finish his runs. And Corey Clement, you can't really say enough about this young guy. He's one of those guys that undrafted kid, has worked hard. You see him do his thing on special teams. But when he gets the ball offensively, he's someone that this offense can use and be explosive while using him.
Brian, in the passing game, Carson Wentz moved the football around, but he did get Zach Ertz a 100-yard receiving game, the first Eagles receiver to go over the century mark this season. And it was good to see Zach come back after that hamstring injury. Didn't really contribute a lot in terms of numbers in Dallas. Looked to be all the way back on Sunday, which I think down the line here, that's a weapon that you're going to rely on a lot.
Zach Ertz is one of those guys. He's going to be your quarterback's safety blanket. Chad Lewis for Donovan McNabb. He's a guy that's always going to be open. Doug has done a great job of game planning and getting him matched up against safeties, getting them matched up against linebackers. And Carson Wentz always has at least one eye on Zach Ertz, and he continues to make plays. I love what they're doing offensively.
Do you think it meant a lot to Alshon to come back and score a touchdown against his former team?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When you're a free agent and you go against your old team, you mark that game. You circle it. You put a star behind it. And all week long, you know exactly what you want to do because those are the guys that you used to practice against. You want to take advantage of those guys. It meant a lot to him, I'm sure.
And then Nelson Agholor, a big game, touchdown, catch and run, recovering a fumble in the end zone, showing his hustle.
That's right.
And now we kind of segue into Seattle here, which was a tough spot for the Eagles last year, particularly for Agholor. He lined up incorrectly, nullified a touchdown catch and run from Zach Ertz, also dropped a pass when he was wide open. It was kind of the low point of his season. So what a difference 12 months has made for Nelson.
The confidence factor is huge. You're seeing Nelson catch the ball in space, use his speed and athletic ability. He's doing things naturally, and that's what you want. You don't want him thinking, just get the ball and do what you do. Doug has done a great job of getting him in space. You see him speed, beat the guy to the edge, somersault into the end zone. I love that fact. And I also love the fact, even on the long run by Ajayi, he's hustling. He's down there trying to help out, and he ends up catching and fumble. Returning to the end zone, which was cool to see.
Did Carson Wentz 3 touchdown passes do anything? That it's just another routine, brilliant day.
Ho hum day for Carson
Isn't
Wentz.
It amazing?
It's some of these throws are he's putting the ball in perfect place. He's running. He's going through his progression. First guy is not there. Second guy is not there. Third guy is not there. I'm going to throw to the fourth guy. Yeah, he's just done a great job of making everyone on the team better, and that's what great players do.
And we'll take a look at some of those throws a little later on in the show. Good stuff. That's a look at the Eagles' offense. Routine 420-yard day for the Eagles. 3 of 5 in the red zone. The beat goes on for the highest-scoring team in the NFL. Our look at the offense presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. More to get to here on Eagles 360. We'll take a look at the defense and the special teams. But when we return, our All-22 review, a look at some of the big plays from a blowout win over the Bears.